Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to catch up with Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coach, nice win, long road trip last week against Knoxville. Guys came through, made some big plays there throughout the game. Of course, throwing a new guy in there at quarterback for his first full start there in Tristan, and he made a nice throw and a great catch early by Colton Rasmussen to help build him a little confidence, and they seemed to have a great connection the rest of the night with three more scores there for Colton. Just a kind of a good performance for your guys.
Yeah, no, the kids played really well. I think we were pretty fortunate there that with Tristan coming in, that we had a solid running game performance. Tanner and Dante did a great job of running the ball. The offensive line blocked really well. So that, you know, helps out a lot when you're a young quarterback, that you have some time. There's not a lot of pressure in your face. And then, you know, all the wide receivers made plays. Colton did a good job. Jackson had a good catch. JP was in there. Carter Pellett, that he has options to throw to, that helps. With all those guys being experienced seniors that have played quite a bit of football, even this year, that it helps to have that kind of security blanket of knowing if I kind of throw it up there that they can make a play every once in a while for us.
And defense, when needed to make a big play, there were maybe a couple of moments where you felt like Knoxville was gaining a little bit of traction, but the defense came through and made big plays, got some big stops to help out the effort too.
At times our defense looked phenomenal. At times we kind of struggled there with the QB run. That was definitely something that we focused on, talked about. In the next coming weeks, we really need to do a lot better job of, because Sadell and Creston both have mobile quarterbacks that can hurt you. So we definitely talked about being more sound in the run game, being more sound in our run fits. But we kind of changed up the defense just a little bit based off of what we're going to see the next 3 weeks, that we had more of a three-man front to get some linebackers out there to run better for us, kind of sideline to sideline with more of a vertical stretch game and the running that we see with Knoxville, Sadell, and instead of that, like, downhill A-gap, B-gap pressure. So, we're kind of changing that up, changed a little bit of things there, and the kids responded well. We had a couple of just miscommunications based off of old gap runs fixed that we fixed out this week. That we're really looking forward to see how the defense performs this upcoming week.
Yeah, and you come out here against a team now here in district competition in Sadell that hasn't had a lot of success, obviously, throughout the year. They haven't been able to win a contest, and it's been tough for them to get consistent offense. They just have not been able to produce on that side of the ball. So, you know, certainly feel like, I'm sure this is an opportunity where, you know, your defense to go out and get the job done, and we're just going to do what we need to do here to get a win at home.
They're young. Sophomore quarterback, senior at running back, but then, you know, the leading wide receiver is a junior, and then after that it's a bunch of sophomores, and they have some freshmen that play. So it's, you know, kind of a learning experience for them. It's tough to gain traction when they're that young. We've talked with our guys that, you know, if you were a freshman, if you were a sophomore in this situation, like, as a freshman going up against the ADMs, the Crestons, the Harlins, like, that's not easy for any kid, especially at a varsity level, that it's very tough, that they're doing a really good job. We just don't want it to be the game where they gain that traction, that you got to keep them kind of on their heels, mix things up, and make sure that, you know, they're not clicking on your night, because I think it's going to happen. If all these kids stay out, they got pieces, they got good kids, they're working hard. You can tell there's more excitement on their sideline, that they're doing some good things. It's just the consistency piece that you said, which will just come with time, that, you know, being a young team, that when they build upon this, they all come back next year, and then even the following year, they're all back again, or a majority of them, that if they stay out, they stay working hard and consistent, that they could be pretty good in the next year or two.
Well, and it sounds like a team offensively a little bit different from what you saw a year ago. They were kind of heavy on the quarterback throwing the ball around last year, and now a guy maybe that likes to run a little bit more that back there for him, or use that run game more as a team too. So that's something that's a little bit changed from last year against this team.
Yeah, no, it's similar looks. They like to sit in their doubles, balance everything out, make it even. But they definitely do some more run game stuff, some more scrambles, some more rollouts, getting their quarterback out in space because he's one of their best athletes. They put him back there. I believe it's the O-line kid is how you pronounce it. That he does a really good job of just being an athlete. He's got to make some plays with his legs, with his arm, that I think they just put their best athlete at quarterback, and, you know, he makes things happen for him.
Well, on the other side, defensively, what kind of looks are you going to get here from the Eagles?
It depends on the week. They mix it up. We've seen them in a 3-4. We've seen them in a 4-4. They mixed in a little bit of kind of a radar type of thing. that they had some guys in different places. The 3-4 cover 4, 4-4 cover 3. It's definitely going to be a couple of drives just to see, hey, how are they going to line up? What's their front going to be? Lately, they've been sticking a lot more with their 3-4. But, you know, depending on the night, you know, depending on what they see on film against us, they could change it. They could put more guys in the line of scrimmage. They could put, you know, a high, deep high safety. They could double team a couple wide receivers. You know, it kind of depends on the week for them that they're playing, you know, defensive ball to try to take away something. So it's going to be, what are they going to try to take away against us? And then we got to make our adjustments from there.
Well, and I'm sure you'd like to see a performance out of your offense that you saw last week, to being able to have some success both running the ball and through the air. That's what you like to do.
Yeah. You know, you can't be too upset when you have 585 yards of offense, but we still left some points and we left some yardage out there. We had a couple drives stall out short. We didn't score late there in the second quarter right before halftime that we were down there inside the 5 and kind of stalled. And then, you know, just some small things here and there that, hey, if we hit this hole, it's a touchdown. Instead, it was a 3-4 yard gain. Or, you know, if we put the ball here on a throw or we run the route the way it's intended, you know, we're catching the ball in space rather than a contested jump ball. Those type of things that, you know, we've got to shore up. We left some points out there. We left some yards out there, which is really nice to say, considering we could have had a 600-yard night, which is really good. Offensively, that's stuff that we want to see, and it was balanced. That, you know, Tanner had 100 yards at rushing at fullback. Dante, or 100-plus. Dante had about 180. Rass about had 170 receiving, and then, you know, Tristan threw for like 225. So, I mean, there's 50, 60 yards out there still of different wide receivers, and we only threw the ball 13 times. So, you know, that type of stuff that we want to stay balanced, we want to stay as even as possible with our yardage and play calls that, you know, we aren't predictable type of thing. So, you know, we hope to continue that, that the kids are doing a good job and, you know, just keep doing what we're doing.
One thing I'm sure you've talked about here the last couple of weeks, I think it was a little bit better last week, but still some of those mental mistakes are cropping up out there for you. You know, those false start type penalties, things that you can control that you certainly want to see get taken care of here these last couple of weeks.
Yeah. You know, we had a couple false starts. We had one personal foul that we looked back and it was close. I thought it was more aggressive than it was late. So, I mean, we're not going to punish kids for being aggressive. I mean, that's the game of football. And naturally, when you're playing an aggressive game, you're going to have some penalties. But like you said, the false starts, the not knowing the snap count, the offsides penalties, like not watching the ball, that stuff we have to be able to shore up and control. You know, if you get a hold, if we get kind of an aggressive penalty, something like that, if it's – you know, pushing or shoving during the whistle, not after the whistle type of penalty. You kind of live with those and we communicate and talk and how we need to be smarter and move on. But no, I think we had 10 penalties again that, you know, a couple of them mystery penalties that I don't know where they were, but some of them were very obvious that, you know, we got to shore those up, clean those things up. And that's something that we're emphasizing and working on in practice that we needed to, you know, make the kids aware of it and accountable with, like, hey, this stuff can't happen. We got to make sure we know what we're doing before the ball snapped.
Well, and last time here this year, you'll get to step on the field here at the Trojan Bowl, and this is a big senior class, something that we've talked about all season long. A lot of guys that are important to this program and have put a lot of effort into it, and they'd certainly love to have great support the last time they get to go out there and play in the Trojan Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a really great class of kids. We have upwards of 20 kids, 21 total, that do an amazing job of being active. They're involved. They're good on and off the field. I think Mr. O'Donnell and I were talking. We had four kids that both do band and football that we talked about, like in season. That's a dual sporting type of thing, that they're going to band practice in the morning. They have it during the day. We have football after school with games and practices that they're doing an amazing job. We have a couple kids that are doing all-state choir this week that are starters. One's a captain of the football team, and then, you know, an all-state choir. You know, it kind of speaks volumes that, you know, the homecoming court this year for boys were all football players. That, you know, those type of kids, they're well-liked, they're respected, that, you know, they're not just you know, kind of arrogant people because we play football, but they're well-rounded, awesome individuals that do a lot of different things in the community. They're FFA members. They're out for wrestling. They're out for basketball, track, baseball. That they're very involved. They're very good kids, and, you know, we just want to send them out the right way, and hopefully there's a huge crowd to show that support. And, you know, we're kind of, you know, outside looking in at the moment, but we're close for a playoff push as well. That you know, we're not too far off. We're definitely in the hunt. That if we went out, you know, it's going to be hard to keep us out of that race. And that's something these seniors know. They have it circled. And, you know, we got to take care of business these last 2 weeks. And, you know, we hope that there's a big crowd that supports them with our journey through it.
Yeah, and you certainly have had good crowds at home here so far this year, so we hope that continues. I know that's a comment I've heard from a few people, too, that, you know, they've heard little snippets of interviews here and there with some of these guys, or they've been around them and some of their other activities, and just talked about, you know, how impressed they are with the way that they carry themselves, the way they represent themselves and represent the school. And that's got to be, you know, a sign of pride for everybody involved that's working with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the kids are they're good kids. And, you know, it's starting to trickle down. You know, it starts at the top bottom, that the seniors set the example. The juniors do a great job. That, you know, next year we're going to have a lot of similar results. We have a group of great kids throughout the high school, you know, freshmen all the way up to seniors, that there's some really great kids. They're doing great things. And we just want to, as coaches, try to put them in the best situation possible to show off their talents. So they're making my job pretty easy, that they're doing a great job of, you know, working in the community, volunteering for things. And overall, we're super happy, super pleased with how everything was going.
Well, we look forward to seeing them get out there here again this week, Coach. We appreciate, again, your time talking about the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you very much.
All right, that's Joe Brummer. That's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.